All right, 4:31, time to call the order of the Town Discovery Bay Park and Recs Committee meeting. Can I get a roll call, please? Outstanding. All right, this is the time for public comments. I know we have a full house today, so all you members who wish to address us, you can come to the podium or identify yourself online. You'll be given 3 minutes.
There's no one online.
Well, we'll get public comments in there a second. Okay, we're closing public comments. Motion to approve draft minutes.
I make a motion to approve draft minutes from September 7th.
I second that.
Aye.
All right, then, Bill, looks like the floor is yours.
Okay, so you have the landscaping projects sheet with you. I'll just highlight a couple of current upcoming projects for each zone.
Oh, so small.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
No, it's not your fault. It's
should have been landscaped.
It is my eyes.
So on Zone 61, we have some estimates for resurfacing the basketball court, probably completed first quarter of next year. Zone 35, we have some preliminary costs for installing solar lights from the Newport Drive Bridge to the Safeway.
Hey, can I have a question about that? Is that something that we're doing, or is that something the county is doing?
So here's how it works with the county for those kind of special projects. We have a maintenance budget we work with.
Okay.
And then they have a special coffer of money that they want to do special projects with. So basically what I do is I just provide them an estimate. I find them a service provider, etc.
Okay. So technically that money is coming from the county.
Correct.
And it will be special project money that will go into that budget, correct?
Right. It won't be maintenance related.
Okay.
Budget.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah.
I assume the ones that you're looking at, you've already kind of thought about, are these anti-kick, anti-kid?
Right.
I mean, there's...
You know, in fact, I have some videos of what do you call it?
Kid?
or minimizing,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, they're very durable, and,
Are you thinking about the same for what Clipper Drive is going to be, or are you...
You know, it's the same company, and based on the durability they've presented, I do like that brand, so...
Okay.
It was a bulk discount if we order more.
It kind of is for both projects, so that's why I'm kind of trying to lump things together.
Are you able to, like, talk to the vendor, say, hey, listen, half the order is coming from us, the other half's coming from them, or...
Right, so the sometimes the more you order, for, you know, the price starts going down.
Right.
Yeah.
I still split it equitably, but, yeah, get a little savings that way. On 57, we negotiated with the county and they approved a new subdivision monument sign for Regatta and Bixler at the entrance there.
That's exciting.
Why do they have to replace it? Doesn't it just need to be reset?
It is. Well, it's leaning and it is crumbling at the base.
Oh.
And the outfit was concerned that if they were to attempt to straighten it out, that it would
just going to crumble.
Back. So, and then after the sign is placed, we'll be able to enhance the entrance, dryscape, new plants, etc. In Zone 9, we will work with the Conservation Corps to fix most of all, the posts of the concrete fence, starting probably with Ravenswood. And then in 8.
Before we get, so how many posts and fence posts do you kind of think you have, rough estimate?
I have about 60 rails and about 15 posts.
Have we completed Ravenswood?
We did do the rails, but since that time several other rails have failed, so I'm going to wait to do the rails until we have all the posts properly set too.
Because so. I know all the rails between Slifer Park and where the new entrance to Newport Point or whatever, that there's wetlands on both sides. Yeah, Newport Drive. All those are, I think they're all just sprinkler related. You know, however, the sprinklers are pointing, I think just they're blasting on the rails there.
Well, you do get some wind issues. I mean, you can't, until we navigate to all drip irrigation.
Is that the ultimate goal?
That is the ultimate goal, yeah.
It's gonna be a lot of drip system.
So this is like a project that like is the never ending project, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Like the never ending story. Like you fix a whole bunch and then a whole bunch break. And then you fix a whole bunch and a whole bunch break.
Right.
I think that's how the Golden Gate Bridge works. They get to one end and
then they go back.
And then they start back in the way here.
And then in Zone 8, along with the Slaper Park basketball court being resurfaced, at the same time we'll get the Cornell Park basketball courts resurfaced, and that'll kind of start the Prop 68 non-competitive funds grant that we received. And then I'll skip to the second, which is Clipper. So as you can see in the photos, we've nearly completed the demolition. We're working from the top lot east, and we're doing that because the irrigation kind of runs that way, and as we move along, we're fixing that as well. Next week, we'll start adding some plants and start to excavate for the new deep flow granite path.
Yeah,
it looks awesome.
I know we should just leave it as is, huh?
No. Negative. Negative.
I see you have a bunch of blue flags. Is that where plants are going, or is that for irrigation, or
near the top lot?
Yeah, it's near
plants.
It's plants.
Yeah.
And it looks like you've been working someone's been out there working pretty hard on the irrigation and stuff too.
Yeah, Marcos has done a nice job of swapping stuff over,
fixing it, and stuff like that. Have you got a lot of feedback from the public on it yet?
A lot of them like it as dirt too.
Ironically, until it starts growing weeds, right?
The absence of bad is good.
Well, because it looks cleaned up, right?
It's clean.
So.
But I think they're just excited to see something happening with it, and I think they're going to be super excited to see
the
finished product
positive,
of it. Yeah.
Positive comments.
So we're still going to be doing the decorative fencing, I guess you want to call it. Is that still what the plan is?
Yeah, we have panels.
Panels.
That ordered. I think there's 24 of them or so. And then in between that, we'll still have vegetation so we can completely block the wall as much as possible.
That's exciting.
There's one section on the eastern side, away from the top lot, almost to the end, where...
Towards Clipper? Towards Discovery Boulevard?
Towards Discovery Boulevard. Where the walking path is closest to the street, and you have this massive, you know, wildlife going on the other side of the, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I think I know what you mean, yeah.
It's just that one little area, so I hope you have something going on your back of your head, because...
Well, you know, as of right now, I'm leaving things, but as we move down, I might start removing a little bit more.
I'm sure the creative juices will keep flowing,
it's a work in progress.
Seen Corey out there quite a bit.
Yeah.
So the basketball courts. So are those going to happen at the same time or within?
That's what I'm attempting to do. I think we can get a little bit of cost savings.
Do we have a time frame on when?
First quarter of next year, based on their scheduling.
Do we have any other projects for the tennis courts or pickleball courts that we're
here at the community center?
Yeah.
Here.
I know we closed a couple for some maintenance.
Yeah, that's all been fixed. Yep, the pickleball courts got resurfaced and that was a warranty.
That's right, the warranty.
A warranty thing, yeah. So that got taken care of. And so, yeah, we still would like to, on the tennis courts, the shade
fabric is
ripping. Mm-hmm. Dean and I have kind of been talking about some options of that, looking into some grant opportunities.
Actually, I think I jumped ahead. I was so...
That's okay.
It's okay.
Do you have more on landscaping stuff?
No, I mean, you have a lot to do. Which is exciting. Like, it's exciting.
And you just mentioned, when do you starting on the grant program for Cornell?
That'll be first quarter as well.
First quarter as well.
Again, the basketball court, that'll be the first thing that gets done, and that's just based on the contractor schedules.
So really, the only thing you'd probably be working on for now and the end of the year is just basically Clipper Drive?
Yep. Unless the sign gets put in Regatta, then we can
have to start working on that.
Right.
Very cool.
I'd open to public comments, but... Monica, I stole your thunder a little bit here.
No, you're fine. That's good.
Thank you, Bo.
Yep.
So I am going to give you an update on, well, any questions you have, but programming, community center, recreation. excuse me. So the pool is now officially closed. We've got covers on it. Heaters turned off, everything's secure, furniture put away. So that's all buttoned up nice. We started yoga class here in October that actually started out much stronger than I thought it was going to. So I'm excited about that and keep getting new people. And now they're wanting it in the evening and they're wanting it more than twice a week. So
that's awesome.
We're working on that. Yeah, that's very exciting. We had our, I think you saw some pictures, we did a free Halloween Zumba in the park out here. That was a great turnout and everyone had fun. They stayed and picnicked after and socialized and met new people and it just turned out great.
That's awesome.
Weather cooperated and everybody had a really good time. They were dressed up in costume. It was really cute. Yeah. And then we're going to be working on offering some new classes that's about like rebooting your health and body and mind, body, soul, all that kind of stuff. There's been some requests for that. And our Zumba instructor, Karina, is actually a certified life coach. So people have been asking for those kinds of things and doing a 21-day cleanse and that stuff is a big thing. So we're getting on the bandwagon with trying that kind of thing. So we'll see how that goes. And you know, this winter is, believe it or not, I feel like we don't really get a break, but Cindy, our aquatics supervisor, and I, that's done all our programming, we will start very soon planning aquatics for the spring. So I'm hoping to bring to you some exciting things that we've never done here before.
I have a random question. And
yeah.
This may just be my lack of knowledge. What kind of kid activities do we have available and how are those going?
For winter or in general?
Just in, like, I know we have the swimming and stuff in the summertime, but like, what does fall and winter look like?
So fall, we have tennis.
Okay.
We offer dance. It's hit or miss. Tennis goes.
Yeah.
Tennis goes. The dance is hit or miss. We have the paint classes, which actually I was going to talk
about. I saw those in the things.
We have youth paint classes that we offer and that we passed out candy on Monday across the street. And we put together a flyer promoting all of our youth paint classes. I reached out to Kids Love Soccer again because I've had a lot of requests for that. And I heard back and they said they don't have enough staff. They are teaching in Brentwood. And so I kind of went, well, why can't you teach here? He said, I'm having a really hard time staffing even Brentwood. So they're still trying to rebuild from being closed because they were shut down due to the pandemic.
Okay.
So there's another company that we used to work with that we've been reaching out to called Skyhawks. And they offer a lot of youth football, basketball. So we're hoping to do some work with them. So we've been reaching out, trying to make contact, find the right person in our area.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's all.
Has the Delta Breeze folks reached out to you about a lacrosse program?
Yes, they did. I got a call yesterday from a woman named Lauren, I think. Does that sound familiar? Oh, yeah, I thought maybe you know.
Well, I'm dealing with someone else on the other side.
Oh, yep. I spoke to her yesterday, and she wants to go look at the parks. We talked about here at the community center. I said, you know, I remember y'all doing that here several years ago, and this just really isn't the right fit for that. And she agreed just because of dogs walking through with the dog park, pickleball, you know, everything else that's going on. So I gave her all of our information for the other parks, including the county parks, that if ours don't work, just to try and help them find something. So yeah, she was very appreciative. She's gonna go drive, look at them all, and then get back.
I think the Ravenswood Park would be probably a perfect solution for them. Of course, you're launching balls with...
Cornell would be
Or Cornell.
Well, that's what I was thinking is Cornell. So she, but, you know, I understand. She wants to go look at everything.
Someone who's affiliated came to the Lions Club meeting last night, presented. Apparently there's a big following. It's a new rave that, and so they thought there'd be enough demand for Discovery Bay. And so, of course, they asked us for some money, and Lions Club gave them some money. But
yeah, that's great.
But they mentioned they were talking to the town as well to partner up. Yeah, so.
I did speak to her this week. I think it was yesterday, actually.
Is there anything that people have asked for over the past years that you've always said, yeah, that'd be great, but we just don't have the capability, the resources, or... I'm sure there's a lot of things, but...
Yeah, there is, and we've probably talked about all of them, but I haven't heard anything in a while, but... You want me to, like...
I don't know, I just wonder if there's anything on top of your head.
No, nothing. It's because we really don't have the land, and Bill and I attempted a small... If we had gotten that for, like, the skate rails and stuff for the kids, but we didn't get the competitive grant, so we were hoping to do something, you know, on a smaller scale. We just don't have land space for that.
When do you plan on starting your project here?
Yeah, actually, we were trying to coordinate, because if you remember, I said we have to make sure that underground, none of us, there's no blueprints for this building. So we need to find out first what's underneath that area. It's never been touched. Mm-hmm. So next week, we were trying to kind of coordinate it to stick within budget, because Bill has to get a trencher. Is that the right thing?
Right.
For a clipper. So I'm going to borrow that when it's here so we can do a trench line, do some hand digging to see what we're looking at. And that's next week. We're meeting on Wednesday, I believe.
Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah.
To take a look at that. And then once I know what is under there, that will then determine, yeah, I want to get going. I definitely want to get rolling with that, but I want to do it smart and make sure we're not going to put something down that if there's a water leak or something that could undo expensive, beautiful concrete.
Good luck.
Yep.
Hopefully there's no surprises.
Yeah, fingers crossed. And everything else here is
knock on wood.
So,
or fake wood or particle wood.
Yeah.
We're not superstitious at all.
But we all do it.
We do.
Well, maybe we'll get some new solar lights out front too. Just a couple. One. Two.
They just magically appear.
Do we have anything else?
We do. We have one item to discuss. F1.
Oh, F1.
Okay. So we're requesting to cancel the January 4th Parks and Recreation Committee meeting, only because that meeting falls right after the Christmas closure, and we're just not going to be here to do the agenda and get it all ready. So we don't have to cancel any other meetings so far over because of the Christmas holidays or Thanksgiving holidays, so it all worked out in our favor to keep meetings, but this one we're requesting to cancel.
Can we do an adjunct one the next month so we're not going 4 months without a meeting?
A meeting,
especially with all the stuff going on
In
Parks and Rec, like all the projects that Bill's working on.
Okay, so we'll look for another time to
I don't know if it necessarily needs to be in January, but maybe one in February.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, especially since you're starting like Cornell Park and
Slipper
and all of that stuff, and you know, I think it would, because if we cancel January, then our next one wouldn't be until March. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. I think that's kind of long.
So just do like a special?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll find a date for that.
Okay. Like I said, I don't think it needs to be January.
Okay.
You know, it could potentially be February or...
All right.
Or maybe even before. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Is that...
Well, it sounds like the chair already decided.
I'm not the chair. I'm just making a suggestion.
No, that's fine. Perfect.
So do we need to vote on it or no? We're good.
No, we'll just have it up for you.
Cool.
All right, well, I guess 4:50.
Thank you.
Meeting adjourned.